the last word
with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.
There's a text that says, regarding speed limits, I'm not going to listen to idiots saying they're too low, unnecessary, etc. It's getting to the stage now, you can hardly drive across a junction because people are driving way too fast. You barely get across and they're practically on top of you. Lots of reckless fast driving. They're akin to road criminals to me. The standard of driving is appalling at times. Conor Faulkner, transport commentator, chief executive of the RIAC. We did cover this with Geraldine Herbert last Friday, but I think it's worth coming back to today because the speed limits on rural local roads decrease tomorrow. How many roads, do we have any idea, are likely to be affected by this?
Yeah, well, we have about 98,000 kilometres of road length in total, Matt. That includes everything. So you've got a little over 6,000 kilometres of the main motorways and primary roads. You then have regional roads of about 8,000 to 10,000 kilometres. And below that, then, you have the local ones. Now, we're going to see speed limits reduce on larger roads later in the year if government sticks to its plan. But the one that's going live tomorrow is those local roads. Now, they're mostly pretty minor, Matt, and in many cases you mightn't notice any difference because the local authority will already have applied a special speed limit. I mean, the way it works is that the law of the land says that you can never go faster than 80 km/h unless there's a specific bylaw introduced. And, you know, for national roads it's 100, for motorways it's 120. In local authority areas, the local authority can set an appropriate speed limit from a menu that the legislation allows.
Which is why you have 30 kilometre per our roads and 50 kilometre roads.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, they're applied by the local authority from the menu of speed limits that the legislation provides. So what that means is that in many of the cases, the roads that would have been affected have actually already been looked at by the local authorities and probably already carry a 60 km/h. But many others will need to be changed. And the old default one, the classic Irish photograph that you see in memes and people wonder where the hell did that come from? And that's where you see an 80 sign and there's literally grass growing up the middle of the road. I mean, it's a boreen. The 80 is ludicrous. But what's happening there legally is that the local authority has not applied a special speed limit. Therefore, the law of the land default applies. And that law of the land default now changes from 80 to 60. So that circle and slash sign that people will be familiar with, they mightn't actually have known what it meant. But what it used to mean is no special speed limit applies, therefore national default of 80. And from tomorrow, it'll be national default of 60.
Okay, but this is going to be an awful lot of roads, though, isn't it? It's about 81,000 kilometre worth of roads around the country. Some of them might be very short roads, but they all add up.
Yeah, that's right. But as I say, the ones that are significant, for the most part, have already been done, have already been assessed by the local authority, and usually would have a lower limit already applied. The country boreens, you know, I remember we had the same conversation when metrication came in, Matt, which is a fair while ago now. But in, you know, again, in a lot of those cases, there were legacy signage that was around for years. And I suspect this change may result in some legacy signage that's around for years. But I mean, if you have an 80 kilometre sign on a road with grass growing up the middle, I mean, it's worth stating the obvious here. It doesn't mean you can do 80 km/h there. It's entirely possible you could be guilty of dangerous driving at a speed well below the posted speed limit. So, you know, they're not targets, they're not excuses. But as I say, across the piece now, they default at the lower level and would need to be modified upwards by the local authority, where previously they would have defaulted to 80 and needed to be modified downwards by the local authority.
Loads of messages coming in, Conor. One says, yeah, lots of road users, I hate to say it, particularly younger male drivers, see the speed limits as targets that must be reached as fast as possible. Is that a fair thing?
People often say that, and it seems a little harsh on young male drivers, although the stats show that they are highest risk. But I think it's more typically, there tends to be a sort of a feeling in your head that, you know, I'm doing the speed limit, I'm entitled to do the speed limit, which is kind of the wrong mindset. You know, there's many, many, many occasions where the speed limit is too fast, or there's people who will, you know, set their cruise control for just a little bit above the speed limit, thinking, you know, I'm within some sort of reasonable tolerance of some sort. And again, that's bad bad mindset. I mean, the speed limit is supposed to be the maximum permissible in perfect circumstances, perfect conditions, not the sort of recommended cruising speed, which is how it's often interpreted.
Now, I wonder what the enforcement is going to be like. And the reason I ask you that, Conor, is the Garda Síochána put out figures yesterday in relation to the crackdown they did on driving over the 5 days of the bank holiday weekend, either side of it, the Thursday and the Tuesday as well. 2,200 drivers detected for speeding offences across the country. All sorts of examples given from the M6, the N5, the N17, the N20, the R512. Oh, finally, there's one on an R road, because it strikes me that an awful lot of the speeding offences, not that I'm in any way condoning them, do seem to be detected on roads where they're better suited maybe to faster driving.
Yeah, and that can feel a little harsh on the part of the motorists. Now, if when a motorist is caught by one of the GATSO vans, they actually deploy per a formula. They're deployed to locations that we know from the accident database are black spots, with some other rules around percentages of motorway, etc. But basically, they just operate on their pattern. The guards themselves can enforce anywhere, and they can do so covertly, and they can do so without announcing it or signposting it. And that's a good thing. You do have to have an element of that. But I think that, well, look, I'm definitely in favour of more enforcement. I wouldn't be critical of seeing the Gardaí, but it does also have to be sort of guided towards the times and places where we know the crashes are occurring. So pound for pound, it's better use of those flashing blue lights in a pub car park at midnight than deploying the same Gardaí to, a relatively free-flowing, statistically fairly safe road where a more or less innocent driver who's trying to behave himself could get caught out. Now, you can't defend the driver, the law is the law, but in fairness, I mean, if that's how you're issuing your penalty points, it doesn't feel terribly collaborative. And the best road safety initiatives we've had have been ones that have been solidly supported by Irish motorists. If you look at drink driving laws, etc., there's always a good strong campaign to make sure motorists are on board. So they do have to avoid the kind of gotcha culture where, feels like enforcement are behaving like snipers, and much more for the proactive visible stuff. So as I say, the more visible Gardaí are out and about, to me, that's more important than counting how many penalty points you issued this weekend.
And finally, is speeding the big issue, though, when it comes to issues on our roads? Because lots of people are suggesting it's not driving with due care and attention because people are on their damn mobile phones.
Yeah, well, again, that's a sort of classic defence, and it doesn't hold up. Speeding is not the only problem on Irish roads, clearly. I mean, phone use is a scourge. There's still a lot of people who don't wear seatbelts, and drink driving has not gone away, remains one of the big killers. But the fact that other behaviours, bad behaviours happen, doesn't mean you can't address speed. And the other thing to remember is that in almost all of those circumstances, your phone use, your drink driver, whatever it is, almost always the collisions are compounded. They're either made worse or they're the reason why it happened. There's nearly always a speed element involved in a multifaceted crash. I mean, even the drunk driver is less likely to do damage if he's moving slowly than if he's moving too fast. So the fact that other bad behaviours exist doesn't mean you can ignore speeding or pretend that speeding doesn't matter.
Thank you very much, Conor Faulkner.
The Last Word with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.